Esther Perk Test Pasuk Chaf Vav Alkane. Alkane, therefore, I always find this interesting because we're rolling down now to the end of the Megillah. We only have 9 psukim left in the entire Megillah. Oy, I'm so sorry. But then we'll go back to Trei Asar. We still have what to learn. And Alkane, usually by now, we did the last Haman. Can we finish up so we can eat and sing Shoshanas Yaakov? Come on, let's get rolling. But Alkane is a pazer, which I've mentioned before to a Balkore. And Trup is a pause. It's a big dramatic moment. I think that those who wrote the Megillah were brilliant in putting this pazer on that exact phrase. Alkane. Therefore, stop. Take stock. Pause for a minute. Before you finish the Megillah on a happy note where everything v'nafochu, everything went great, stop and think. Karula yomim hoyla furim al shem hapur. Therefore, they called these days Furim. We should probably spell it with an F, but we call it Purim. Why? Because of the lot, because of the cast lots, because of the dice that got rolled by Haman. If Haman doesn't roll the dice and come up with Adar 12 months later, we don't have time to undo his decree, because a decree written and sealed by the king can't be undone until you do a different one to try to counter it. That took months, remember? 70 days till Sivan, and then 8 more months until you got to Adar. We needed that time. And Rav Moshe Feinstein says on this, just a beautiful word, he says, the thing about Purim, about its name after lots, is that you need to remember, when something tremendously great happens to you, you win the lottery, you get everything you've ever wanted, you get a stroke of good fortune, just remember Purim. Remember, that's your pur, that's your lot. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rolled as your dice right now. But don't think for a minute that you don't owe Hashem gratitude, that you can stop communicating with Hashem, that you can simply be satisfied that everything you ever wanted is now in your hands. Doesn't always stay that way. What goes up sometimes goes down. Remember the poor, says Rav Moshe. Remember the poor, we said Matanos Levyonim. Alkane, here's another Alkane. Therefore, Al Kol Divrei Hu'egeres Hazos, because of everything that was written in this letter, meaning the Megillah, Umara'u Al Kacha, and what they had experienced because of that, upon this, umahiyya alehem, and what had happened to them. So because of all this, chavzayin kimu v'kiblu ha-yehudim alehem ve'al zar'om, therefore, the Jews confirmed and undertook upon themselves and their children, their posterity. Why are we still celebrating Purim 2,300 years later? 2,400 years later? Why? And anybody who will join them, and not to ever pass by this. So hanilvim alehem gerim. They also would have been annihilated, says the Vilna Gaon. And we're talking gerim nowadays, not gerim in Persia who were trying to get out from under the sword, but gerim who have come over the last 2,300 years. If the Jews are wiped out, what would gerim have to convert to? What great revitalization of bloodlines and ideas and people that we have when the gerim come in to join us. Wouldn't have them. Lioso simeshne hayimim oela kichsavam v'chizmanom. To observe these 2 days, 14th and 15th of Adar, kichsavam as written v'chizmanom at their proper time. So in the manner prescribed, reading the Megillah at night and in the morning, says Megillah Daf Yotes, and b'chol shana v'shana, every single year. The Gemara Megillah Daf Vav says that's a leap year if you have a second Adar. Every year. It's the Adar right before Nisan that we are going to do. Chav Ches, v'hayomim ho'ela nischarim v'na'asim b'chol dor v'adar. And these days should be remembered and celebrated by every generation. B'chol dor v'adar. Mishpacha u mishpacha, every single family. Medina u medina, every single province. V'ir v'ir, every single city. V'imei ha-purim ho'ela lo yavru mitocha Yehudim. And these days of Purim will never cease, or shall never cease, or should never cease, among the Jews. V'zichron lo yosuf mizaram. And their memory shall not perish from their descendants. So therefore, Therefore, Queen Esther, the daughter of Abihail, now we bring in her lineage again. She's not just Queen Esther anymore. She's not just a fearing, nervous, insecure woman, but she is also no longer masquerading as just an ordinary Persian. She is Esther Vas Avichail, and she's proud to claim her parentage in front of everyone publicly. Mordechai HaYehudi, and along with Mordechai HaYehudi, Eskol Tokef, with full authority, they wrote Esi Geras HaPurim Hazos HaShenis. They ratified this second letter of Purim. So once they were reassured that all of the Jews everywhere had accepted Purim as a yontif, so they used their authority and wrote a second letter to make sure that it would never be forgotten. It would never be wiped out. Rashi says, Tokfo Shel Nes, the power of the miracle. Everybody accepted it voluntarily. It's a little bit of a Nasev and Ishma. And then the law is handed down. So we do this as a people. We tend to accept these things when we see the tremendous benefit to Klal Yisrael and posterity. And what is it that they... And so they sent out the letters. They will go a little bit long. We'll just finish this parak. They sent out letters, Sfarim, to all of the Jews. El Sheva. The other one is El Sheva. This one, El Sheva. Because we're in a hurry now. We want to get food. 127 provinces. Malchus Achashverosh, the kingdom of Achashverosh. Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. Words of peace and truth. Can't argue with that. So Megillah Tazayin learns a halacha out of this that you need sirtut, you need ruled lines, like we do by the Torah, because this has not Kedushas Sefer Torah to it, but it has resemblances, it has a place in the canon of the Torah that we have. So you can interpret the Megillah, says the Gemara Yerushalmi, just as you interpret the Torah. Lamed Aleph, L'kayem es yemei ha-purim ho'ila b'zmanehem, to uphold, to observe the days, these days of Purim on their proper dates. Kasher kiyam alehem Mordechai Yehudi v'Esther Hamalka, just as Mordechai the Jew and Esther Hamalka had required them, had told them to, kiyam alehem, had importuned them, v'chasher kiyamu al nafsham v'al zaram, and just as they undertook upon themselves. So we have the Rabbanus decreeing, and we have the people accepting. We're a very democratic faith. Democratic socialism is neither democrat nor completely socialist. But this is, please discuss. Linda Richman, Coffee Talk. Democratic socialism is neither democratic nor socialist. Please discuss amongst yourselves. So Mordechai HaYehudi and the Jewish people in partnership created this Purim. Upon themselves and their posterity, Divrei Atzamos V'Zakasam, the fast days, Tanis Esther, and the lamentations. So V'Nafo, who at the beginning we had accepted upon us ourselves fasting, but some say what this is referring to is we took upon ourselves Asar B'Teves, Shavasar B'Tamuz, Tisha B'Av, Tzom Gedalia. So you don't have direct Torah authority, but they're Durabanans that we take as a sacred part of the Jewish calendar, and Purim is one of those. No, Tachnun, Lamed Beis, Umaamar Esther Kiyam Debrei HaPurim Ho'ela. Esther's ordinance validated these regulations, underlined these regulations. She asked the Sanhedrin, the Chazal of her time, is Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, to commemorate her, to include this, V'nichtav Ba'Sefer, and have it recorded in the book. In Nach, have it recorded in Ksubim, have it recorded as part of the canon, which is something that late Jewish books generally do not get to be part of. Apocrypha are not part of Nach, but Megillah Esther is different. And we all know Megillah Esther is different, and we're all very attached to Megillah Esther being different. And that is what it means when we are makabel something, Aleihem ba'al zar'am.